The Sideshow, Season 20, Episode 64. We here chilling on a White Girl Wednesday. Shout out to all the white girls out there chilling. Another day, bro. Another day. So we got back on social media, bro. After, you know, kind of wasn't doing it for a while. I was only posting the show. And then we started fucking posting all these clips and images and memes and fuck it. Why not? If you don't know, we're on social media, Instagram, Telegram, X, Facebook, Gab. But Gab is like, yo, they struggling, bro. Yeah. That's an interesting tasting coffee right there. You know, I'm not an endorsing because they got fucking LGBTQ shit all over their shit. But, you know, that is just the reality when you step into the far left Bay Area. You know, you're going to get, you're just, it's everywhere, bro. It's everywhere. You know, liberal indoctrination. Everywhere we look. Anyways, yeah, Gab is like really struggling, bro. Like I've talked about this recently, you know, like if you're not like, if you're like fucking, I don't know, like if you're like anybody, you know what I mean? Like you, they want you to pay to post images. Like you can't post images unless you pay for their service. And you know, what's funny about it is I'm willing to do it because I feel like, you know, I mean, like the Israel thing, like has really thrown people off the right wingers. But you know, I mean, most people are busy with their lives and, you know, a lot of people don't have time like I do to like really sit back and be like, what is this Israel thing? And why are they, you know, and I've just basically have probably overthink, you know, they say, is it bad to be an overthinker or is it good to be an overthinker? You know, and I just really understand, agendas, and I understand who's in charge of agendas, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I do consider myself still very much part of, you know, I talk about, you know, normieism, and I talk about, you know, there's no such thing as the right and the left, you know, there's just the Zionism, and that's true. Like the elites are Jews, and they run the whole fucking thing. So like these things are like, well, like this is like facts, bro. It's not opinion, you know? Like if I were to give you opinion, I could talk about fucking Jews and their noses, you know, but I'm not giving you opinions. I'm giving you facts. And it's on you, the person on the other end of this show, to receive it and say, wow, he's really looking out for us and he's really pointing things out. And these things are like not like fucking like, these things aren't like really like, it's not anything, bro. It's not like it's, you know, they always used to say like, why haven't they, you know, and when we talk about they, we always talk, they're always talking about the elites. They're always talking about the Zionists. They're always talking about the Jews. Why haven't they killed Alex Jones? Because the reality is, you know, Alex Jones isn't like one of these guys that's, you know, like he's not like giving you information that's like super secret, covert operation type shit. Maybe like every now and then he might come across some information that nobody has. But, you know, I mean, the reality is much like everything that's in the news media landscape, is these things are like everywhere, bro. You know, it's just most people are lazy and they're just willing to just follow, you know, their accounts, their safe accounts that they're like, oh, they're going to give me the information, you know, that I really, I guess I need as someone who's a conservative. And, you know, that's pretty much what people go off of. Well, me being the journalist, me being the media outlet, me being the podcaster, I'm a podcaster. I do episodes daily. You know, I look more deep into things. I read, well, a lot of these places are behind paywalls now. But, you know, I like to see exactly. I want to get to the root of what people are talking about. You know, the USA Today has a headline, and they said, you know, Gavin Newsom's $20 minimum wage situation with the fast food workers in California is a, you know, it's just another example of why Democrats, liberals, should not run the economy. And for those of you that don't know, you know, maybe you're not from California, maybe you don't get California news. You know, Gavin Newsom basically virtue signaled recently, and he told all fast food workers that he's going to pay 20. You know, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the midst of it. You know, he was trying to exclude Panera Bread because Panera Bread is like Gavin Newsom's boy. And, you know, there was like a lot of things that have happened in the midst of this. But really, the whole get down with it is, you know, he virtue signaling. You know, I mean, the California is under like a serious deficit right now. You know, I mean, this is not the place. You know, we are coming live from the far left Bay Area. And let me move this a little bit. I need to be centered. We need to be centered on the video screen. So, you know, this USA Today article says, you know, the liberals should not run the economy. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, when we look at Bidenomics, you know, when we look at this whole way of doing things, you know, when you look at the, from a financial, my girl works in finance, first of all, you know, my girl works in finance. So, you know, I mean, I get a lot of these seminars she talks about, you know, about, you know, the finance world. And this is not political, bro. It's not like, oh, this is my political opinion about Biden or my political opinion about Trump. You know, when you look at all of the, what you're going to see is, you know, whenever you see, you know, people who do, you know, check out like finance content, you know, whether it be like how to flip houses, how to flip cars, you know, how to start businesses, entrepreneurship. You know, I've done these things before. You know, I've been in these circles, take workshops on entrepreneurship. You know, I think actually, you know, if we was to be honest about it, you know, I think that's one of the best things anybody can do is running your own business. You know, because, you know, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about ownership. We're talking about, you know, paving a way for your kids and their kids. You know, it's hard. It's not easy. You're going to have fails. I mean, I'm failing all the time, bro. I mean, the slideshow's been up for 20 years. You know, thank God we're still doing this. And, you know, thank God I'm in good health to be doing this. But that's, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things about running a business is, you know, you're going to come into things are going to happen where you're just like, whoa, shit. We done fucking fucked up. That's what Gab is going through right now. Gab is begging its audience. Gab is for let me back up a little bit. For those of you that don't know what Gab is a social media platform that prides itself, no pun intended, on being, you know, a free speech platform. And they are. You know, you could say words that you can't say in other places. And that's free speech. That is free speech, bro. That is 100% free speech, bro. So, you know, back to, I mean, you know, the thing about the slideshow is I'm giving you like 50 million different things I'm throwing at you, you know, and that's part of the creativity of the slideshow. You know, people who aren't like really into, like they don't really understand my personality. That is my personality. I'm talking about 50 million things. I'm talking about Gavin Newsom. We're talking about Gab. We're talking about fucking this bottle of water. We're talking about this fucking cars on the fucking road. We're talking about people walking around, work husbands, work wives. That's right. That was hot. Nothing worse than drinking hot water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, when you look at these finance, you know, when you seek out crypto content, you know, stock market content, you know, these self-made gurus, whether it be guys like Andrew Tate, whether it be like, you know, these Jordan Belfort. Who's Jordan Belfort? He was the guy that was depicted in the movie Wolf of Wall Street, you know, and he does like a podcast. You're gonna come into a common thread with these people. You know, what was it, Ramsey guy? You know, how to get in better financial situations when once you start getting into you know like real estate, people that are into real estate, you know, when you get into these types of shows, these type of content, these types of people, there's going to be one common thread only is that they're Republicans, you know. That's right, they're Republicans, and you know, they are basically they're fiscally conservative, and a lot of their methods come from you know, guys like Robert Kiyosaki. He did the Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know, series, who's a big time conservative, big guy on, you know, Trump and you know, all of that. That's a great book, by the way. I think everybody should read it. All right, I'm always down to throw some game at people. Rich Dad Poor Dad. So yeah, I mean that's where they're at. So when you look at the seminars, and we got on this topic because of Bidenomics, and you look at just from a finance point of view, a lot of these seminars that are done, where people in this finance world, you know, people that have made money, people that are like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of like these Warren Buffett type guys. What's the other guy? Grant Cardone, you know, and you know, a lot of these dudes got egos, and a lot of them got personalities, and this guy doesn't like this guy because of this, he said this about him, you know, but the reality is these, all of these finance people, these self-made gurus, and whether they will admit it or not, they come from a conservative background, 100%. You know, that's why you see these people. You know, you see all the people from fucking, like, Kevin O'Leary and shit from the Shark Tank, you know, show. You know, and these guys are over there defending Trump because they know Trump. They're cool with Trump, you know. Money people fuck with money people. And when you look at the Biden administration, you know, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to the economy, you know, with inflation. And, you know, I mean, I understand, like, you know, a lot of what's going on. But when we look at the Bidenomics, when we look at Gavinomics, which, you know, I mean, the $20 minimum wage fast food shit was kind of like a failure from the start. I mean, California is in a fucking huge deficit right now. You know, it's funny to me that they're talking about, like, all this other bullshit. You know, like giving black people reparations for the slave days. You know, that whole fucking argument is funny to me because, you know, we're all slaves. We are. We're slaves. Did you know if we want to move to a different country, we have to, we still have to pay taxes? That's right. We're slaves. You know, everybody in this motherfucking country is a slave. You know, there is no quality of life. Anybody who thinks that there is, no, there's not. You know, we're all slaves. So, you know, the whole reparations thing, like, oh, where are you? You know, I'm not like a handout type person. You know, I don't like handouts. You know, I think it's very low as a man, you know, to accept like handouts. You know, I'm all about hard work, and I'm all about, you know, working for something, and, you know, the feeling you get when you get that paycheck after you work those long hours, after you work that overtime, after you've put in the time and you put in the effort. That's my view. So, you know, any type of government, like, ooh, here's a government stimulus check. Here's a government handout. Here's government welfare for you. You know, I think it's all fucking stupid. And I think it really dumps people down. Now, if you're like, you know, if you're like totally like disabled and like, you know, I think there's a conversation, and I really only say there's a conversation, you know, because I'm not even like, even signing off on it. I'm not going to be like, yo, okay, if you're, you know, I think there's a conversation to be had, but no, I mean, really, I mean, most people, You see people on the side of the road and they're talking about, oh yeah, give me, you know, can I get like $5? No, you can't. You can't. You got two legs. You got two legs, you know, and they you got the beggar. They call them panhandlers. You know, the panhandlers with the dog looking all sad. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Go get a fucking job, bro. You know? No reason why we can't be a society where majority of the people in society are working, you know, and I don't really give a fuck what your reasoning is, and people come up with excuses. Leftists. This is where we get into, you know, identity, you know, the different types of identities, and, you know, that was like the, that was one thing I can say, bro, these Palestinian ceasefire people, oh yeah, bro, they're unemployed as fuck, so yeah, I mean, all of these finance people, real, you know, they got some good ideas too, you know, they got some good ideas. So a lot of these like finance seminars, you know, I've watched them, you know, my girl has to watch them for work, you know, she works in the financial district, San Francisco, California, you know, works for a lot of different firms and a lot of different places. And, you know, the key thing that they talk about is the Democrats, you know, people, if you want to get to, like I said, I'm not a finance person. I don't claim to be an expert in finance. I do know a few things as an American citizen, and I knew a few things here and there that I've picked up along the way. But when you look at the taxes that are in the play in America, whether it be carbon tax, whether it be climate tax, whether it be the feminist tax, you know, all these taxes and all of the foreign aid, you know, that's a big one too. You know, these things are, I mean, really, traditionally, they should be like, it's a left-wing thing. You know, the foreign aid, that's why it's weird seeing Mike Johnson shill like a little faggot that he is. You know, that was announced today. You know, Ukraine's getting $61 billion. Fucking Israel's getting like 20 plus billion, and then Taiwan and all some other fucking shit is getting like 8 billion. So it's like that whole shit of foreign aid, sending it to Israel, sending it to Ukraine, whatever. It's a left-wing fucking ideology. You know, that's a left-wing idea, you know, as far as, you know, because, you know, Republicans and conservatives, you know, they're supposed to be small government. You know, they want to minimize, supposedly, this is what we're talking about, which sends us to a different fucking area of like, you know, there is no right, there is no left, there's just the elites, they're Zionists, they're Jews, and that is it. Yes. But yeah, I mean, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, that's a good guy right there. He has a podcast he does on YouTube. I watch it sometimes. A lot of good information, you know. And yeah, I would definitely, I wouldn't say that running your business is the end all be all, but it's definitely something you might want to think about. You know, I mean, too many people are settling in 2024. You know, you have a lot of people in jobs because they just have to make money and they have to fucking put food on the table and they fucking hate their life. If you are excited to see Friday and angry to see Monday, you're probably in the wrong profession. Actually, you're not probably in the wrong profession. You are in the wrong profession. This is not what the pursuit of happiness is all about. You know, but some people settle. Some people get in situations in life where they have to do these things. And they can't really get out of it. And, you know, it's life is hard. But guess what? No one really gives a fuck. That's the truth. No one gives a fuck how hard your life is. No one gives a fuck how fucked up your situation is, because everybody has a fucked situation. Everybody has bills. Everybody has rent. Everybody has car notes. Everybody has this to pay. Everybody has to pay for child this over there. It's better you don't complain, because no one really fucking cares. They don't. These are hard facts, bro. Bro, you throwing these hard facts at the people today, bro. What the fuck is going on over here? Season 20, episode 64. How's everybody doing? It's great to be here, bro. One of the pictures I posted on social media today, follow me on Telegram, Instagram, X, Facebook, and Gab, has a picture of a woman in 2019 where she looked like a woman, and then, you know, she turns herself into a man. Now, you know, these trans, you know, this whole transgenderism is a wild one, bro. It's 100% mental illness. It's 100%, a lot of it comes from indoctrination in schools, you know, and the parents are just allowing it to happen. Now, there's this thing called, there's this thing that these trans, you know, these women who think they're boys, you know, these, what's the girl's name? The Page, the Ellen Page, remember? When was the last time we seen Ellen Page in that movie, fucking Juno? Maybe a few movies after. You know, what they do is they're so brainwashed in their whole transgenderism, you know, that whole shit that they're believing is, so they start to do the, you know, they start to get these procedures done. You know, they call it gender affirming care. Now, we all know that your gender is affirmed at birth when Jesus Christ makes you. 100%. It's a factual fucking statement I just made there. But you know, they want dicks. They want penises, they want dicks. So the only way for them to graft a dick from skin on your body and, you know, attach it to where your dick would be is they're cutting, like, the arms. They're cutting the arms. So you see all these transgenders in casts. And this is what we talk about, mutilation, castration. Yeah, it's happening. And once again, the children are calling all the shots. Bro, do you realize when I was young, like, I called no shots, bro. Like, growing up in the 90s, which was a great time. You know, I called no shots, bro. These children are calling the shots. Oh, I want to cut my dick off. Oh, I need to take a bunch of my, a piece of my leg out. So apparently it's being done on the arm and the leg. And it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate because you have innocent children who have been indoctrinated at the school level. There's educators who have put these ideas in these kids' heads that you can be the opposite gender. You got mutilation happening. You got castration happening. The doctors, medical doctors, you know, the doctors are supposed to be like healthcare providers. They're supposed to be there for the benefit of the patient, and they're just going along with it. Now, why are the doctors going along with this fucking procedures, these gender affirming procedures? Is because it aligns with their political their political views. The people on the left, liberals, Democrats, far left, progressives, communists, you know, they've pushed for this. It's deep, bro. It goes real deep. Now, I give you the fucking origins of the shit. It's all a Jewish thing. But you know what? That's a little much for certain people out there. But you know, the whole thing about it is like it's just wild, bro. It is wild what these kids are able to get, what they're able to get. You know, back in the day, you know, girl was Icebox. Remember Icebox, Little Giants? That was a classic 90s movie. I tried to play it for my son the other day, who's 11 years old, and he wasn't fucking with it. He's like, give me a movie from 2024, Dad. I'm like, all right. But Icebox in the movie Little Giants, starring Rick Moranis, Ed O'Neill. John Madden was in it. Fucking Bruce... All those NFL guys were in it. You know, it was a story about, you know, football movie, whatever. Youth football. It was a great movie, by the way. It was fucking one of the best movies ever done. Actually, if you want to get my fucking opinion on it, it's one of the best movies ever done. But anyways, this character in the movie Icebox, it was a girl. She was a girl, and, you know, she liked to play with the boys. And, you know, she is a girl. She's still a girl, to, you know, and that's the tomboy effect. Yeah. It happened. It happens. But it doesn't mean you got to turn into a boy and you got to start doing all this fucking weirdo shit. But yeah, I mean, it's alarming. You know, and you know, it goes back to the people. You know, the mainstream person. You know, a lot of people don't understand because, you know, the media is not going to talk about it the way it needs to be talked about, because obviously they're behind the agenda. The far left woke agenda is definitely transgenderism. It's definitely included in that. But it's also included, you know, all of this is LGBTQ, and it's all about, you know, trans, you know, they just had Easter, remember Easter? The trans day of visibility. You know, once they get these kids thinking that they can be the opposite, you know, the opposite gender or whatever the fuck you call it, you know, once they got them, once they got these kids convinced, then they can turn the kids into victims. And that's where, you know, that's where they start throwing out words like, fucking, protect trans kids. And, you know, they start doing all that fucking crazy wild bullshit. It's unfortunate, because when you look at the mutilation, when you look at the castration, when you look at the cutting of body parts, you know, the thought of, am I the opposite gender? That will change. That will change. 100%. You know, it will change. I mean, New York Post recently said, you know, transgenderism amongst young people is majority a fad. They're just doing it because it's like something cool. It's something that they saw on TikTok. They see their kids and you know, it's all like costumes. It's like Halloween. Like, what's Halloween? Oh, Halloween! We need to dress up something we're not, and oh yeah, this is cool, and you know. But what's not reversible is the mutilation, is the castration, cutting up body parts. And you know, you talk about mental illness, you talk about all these fucking kids, you know, that are going through these things. Doctors, crimes against humanity, bro. Doctors that are operate, you know, Boston's Children's Hospital, and that's another thing too, is all of these children's hospitals that you see throughout the United States of America, they're all like, bro, the Children's Hospital here in Oakland, California, far left Bay Area, yeah, they got the mental ill flag, yeah. Doctors are far left, bro, and this goes back to society. This goes back to society of the situation. And the situation is everybody's a fucking liberal. Or they're somehow trying to push their, you know, liberal views on people. You know, it's happening in schools. It's happening in the media. It's happening in movies. It's happening in the music. Doctors, you know. This is the establishment, bro. When I tell you people out there that, you know, you got to be, I'm, you know, when I tell people, they say, oh yes, what are your political views? Anti-establishment, you know, going against the establishment. Everybody is included in the establishment. Doctors, teachers, lawyers, judges, district attorneys, public defenders. These fucking people have this LGBTQ everywhere, in their bios, everything. And everything that is pushed through the establishment, they are going to get on board with. Now, I oppose Israel 100%. I think Israel is a... I think Israel is horrible. Like, just the things that they have done to Americans, you know, through the movie business, through the music business, through the anti-white rhetoric, the DEI. You know, you go down the list. You know, I've talked about it. However, you know, the whole Palestinian thing, calling about, you know, you got these Palestinians talking about death to America, and you know, this whole fucking, you know, I just wanted to be very clear. I don't support that shit at all. You know, I think, you know, these people are fucking just BLM 2.0. You know. So yeah, I mean the whole establishment, when we look at the establishment as a whole, it's just part of something that's pumped through. You know, and there's gonna have to be a revolt. There's gonna have to be a large amount of people, and this is what we were talking about during COVID. You know, I said the only way that, you know, this will end, because, you know, I mean, the whole COVID thing could pop up again. They might not call it COVID. They might call it some other shit. Government control. You got the NPR, National Public Radio. You know, it's a far left organization, state funded media. I think that was the organization Elon Musk called state funded media. Now, it's kind of funny because on Twitter or X, you know, the media outlets like in China and Russia, you know, they're state funded. So basically they're not there for the people. They're there for the state. The state kicks down their orders and but NPR was like, you know, the First Amendment, you know, we need to regulate that shit. This is what the new CEO of NPR said. We need to regulate the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you know, there was a bill that they passed yesterday, U.S. politicians. Now, we all understand U.S. politicians are bought and paid by the Zionist state of Israel, okay? Democrats, Republicans, it's the Juniparty. Someone a little softer might call it the Uniparty. I call it the Juniparty because that's what it is. You know, it's a bunch of Jews that are fucking united to have a political party. There is no right, there is no left. There's up, there's down. Up, Jews. Down you. All right. Oh shit. We're fucking up our. I'm going crazy over here, man. Yo, you going crazy talking about all these topics, and you don't even know there's sun in your fucking camera and shit. So yeah, the NPR CEO says, you know, she wants to regulate because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're not really down for free speech. I mean, I don't know who is. I mean, if you're down for free speech, you need speech you hate. 100%. You know? If I'm down for free speech, I need to allow, you know, people to be in my comment section saying, yo, you fat fucking Mexican, you fat fucking Mexican on the fucking glasses, wearing the same glasses every fucking day. Don't you have a fucking life to be in your car, you coconut? And I need to allow that, because that's, I guess, speech I might hate. See, but that's the thing about the left. You know, when we look at liberals, is they are not the old left. The old left was, you know, they allowed that type of stuff. You know, they were down for free speech, or maybe they weren't. I don't know. I wasn't fucking alive in the 60s. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. But I mean, the way it was explained to me that they allowed it. You know. Yeah. No, they don't want that shit, bro. We saw that with COVID. I mean, look at these social media platforms, and all of them are bought and paid except for like Gab and BitChute. It's all money, bro. It's all Jewish influence. It's all money. It's all fucking bullshit. You know, they're not down for free speech. You know, they're not down for free speech. The First Amendment. I mean, you look at all the everything that's in the Constitution. You know, it's all being fucking infringed on, bro. You know, you look at the First Amendment. You know, the free speech one. You look at the fucking second one, you know, that's fucking being infringed on like a motherfucker. You know, and it just goes down the list. This is where we're at. You know, this is why when they ask me, what are your political views? I tell them I'm a conservative, bro. I'm all about what's in the Constitution. Anything that's close to the Constitution. And Republicans are not, like, they're not fucking, you know, they're horrible, bro. Yeah. See, the thing is you tell people, like, both sides are evil, and they just expect you to go along with their bullshit. No, I got my own views. I got my own views, which my views are conservative, 100%. It's just that the fucking people that are supposed to be representing conservatives, Republicans, they're all bought and paid, bro. They're bending their knee on abortion, bro. 15 weeks. Okay, so that's the abortion stance for Republicans. 15 weeks. They say most abortions happen, 9 out of 10 abortions happen in between 6 and 12 weeks. Interesting. That's a very interesting. That's a very alarming and interesting stat that you got there. You know, there's no one person, whether it be Donald Trump or whoever, who, you know, allows themselves to bend their knee the way they have. This is the universal Republican Party stance, is the 15 weeks. Now, they you know, Trump didn't say 15 weeks. He didn't come out and say, oh, yeah, 15 weeks. But that's what it is. You know, I mean, when he said to, in response to Ron DeSantis wanting to ban abortions at 6 weeks, which was a great stance, that was like a pro-life stance. When he said that was like a very bad idea, like that was like a stupid decision, I was like, oh shit, this ain't good, because this is like the most dangerous thing in politics. And I don't give a fuck, bro. Like I told you, bro, I do not live in the space like, oh, we need to elect this guy this election season or the world is going to end. No, I don't. You know, I don't live in that space. A lot of people do, you know, a lot of people do. And a lot of people are like, kind of like thinking like the world's going to end if Trump is not, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we are all responsible for our own lives. If you're a parent out there, you are responsible for your children. You are responsible for giving them food, giving them water, giving them shelter. That is, no politician is going to save you. However, might be comforting to know if Trump is, you know, in there. But it's just, you don't bend your knee. You don't bend your knee, bro. The communists are going to communist. And what's coming out of the Democrat Party, what's coming out of liberalism, what's coming out of this woke agenda, not good. Not good at all, bro. You know, not good at all. Make a motherfucker wanna homeschool a fucking kid and shit. So, Gavin Newsom is getting called out by USA Today. Liberal policy is on front, is just like so bad. And, I really feel like, you know, with everything going on with Trump and all that, you know, I mean, and I've said it out loud. I've said it. I'll say it again. Is I will criticize him where he needs to be criticized. But at the end of the day, he is the better option to Joe Biden. 100%. Like on any day, I don't give a fuck. He could fucking say he's a fucking lesbian tomorrow, and I will still say the same shit because of the situation we're in with liberals and Democrats in America. But you know, the thing about it I don't think he's gonna win. You know, I think most people in America are so brainwashed, so indoctrinated when it comes to Trump and January 6th and that whole narrative, that's not something that I'm looking to, you know, when we look at conservative, you know, we talked about conservative wins and, you know, things that are happening in the conservative movement that are like really good. I don't see elections being one of them, really, because they're rigged and the people that are fucking there, bro, it's ugly. All right? It's ugly. Slide Show Season 20, Episode 4. You guys have a wonderful, great day. God bless everybody out there, and I'll check you guys on the next one.